Pour yourself a glass and let's get real deep on culture, leadership, and business. Live on the Podcast Series Collection with Claire Rudo. Visit ClaireRudo.com for more.
So, who am I really? I want you to picture two things. A rubric. A rubric has six sides to it. And in a fleeting process, as you are tuning it up, fixing it up together, you get different angles. The whole goal is to get six sides that have matching colors or designs. Some people do it faster, some people love the process, some people love the goal to get it to this format and structure. That's picture one. Now I want you to picture second thing, a drop falling into the vast ocean. Can you trace it back? What if you could, and you would put this little drop of water into the refrigerator, it turns into ice. If you would boil it, it would turn into gas. And if you could trace the life cycle of this water drop, you would discover that it has gone through processes and processes, and it keeps adapting, it keeps becoming. One of the things that I love about the question, who am I really, is because if you take away all those things, the psychoanalysis, the whole structures that people try to put in place in order to fit you into a certain box, if you take all of those away and sit down with yourself, there's one thing I can tell you for sure. I think and truly believe that each one of us goes through processes. Even at the age of 50, I still meet people that tell me that they're still finding themselves. It brings me to the whole concept of fluidity, of processes, which makes who you are today very different from who you will be tomorrow. That's so powerful. So profound. Because can you imagine if the whole goal of life was to get to one pinnacle, one thing of who you are? I truly believe that in every stage that you are in, every one of us is every single day figuring out and navigating and becoming. It's a process. I urge all of us to take time to discover, to explore ourselves in all dimensions, beyond personality traits, beyond environmental circumstances, beyond cultural circumstances, beyond the societal constructs, the gender norms, all the boxes that we have created for us. Because when you think of the drop of water, the drop of water can still be so many things in so many different processes of its life cycle. And depending on where you place it, where it is, it explores and becomes a form of energy that is translated in every single stage of life. I want to bring the notion that who you are is not a single instance. I am Zimbabwean. I am African. But does that make me who I am as Claire? Does that really? The choices I make every single day, the things that I choose to spend time on, the processes that I engage in, the way I feel as I engage in them, in every single stage of it, the discovery process is for me what makes it so much special in order to find the originality of what that process really means for me. And that is who I want to be every single day, to be in constant exploration, in constant movement, becoming who I am meant to be, and creating that. You definitely don't have to have it all figured out. Go into the process with compassion, with love, with care, with worth, with understanding, with self-exploration. Enjoy the process of finding and creating your unique blueprint in life versus following the pathways that have been shaped for us. Here is to being who you want to be, to shaping that, to exploring, to discovering that, and to not having it all figured out. Otherwise, it would be boring and it wouldn't be a process. So get into that process, and I wish you so much fun while at it. There are many amazing books out there. Here are three books for you. So number one of the books that I love, Takadini, which was a beautiful classic literature, Takadini, T-A-K-A-D-I-N-I. You have Fresh Waters by Akwaeke Emezi, and you have this very much psychological book, which I find very interesting. It talks about existential psychology, Life and Times of Michael Kay. Hope you love them. And here is to a self-exploratory journey to finding who you are.